Hi, so I'm here today with Bill Langdon from CREST at UCL, who's going to be talking about his research as part of the DACE project, which has been looking at using genetic improvement to improve software.
Yeah, so the idea was we were going to take an existing piece of software.
Yeah.
The first and most exciting example was to take Bowtie 2.
What's Bowtie 2?
Which is 50,000 lines of C++.
Okay.
It's a tool, it's a state-of-the-art tool for doing DNA sequencing.
Okay.
And by state-of-the-art, I mean when it was first published in Nature Methods, it got more than 1,000 citations within the first year.
Wow.
So it's very much an in-use tool.
Yeah.
It's a rewrite of an earlier version that was in C, so it's a rewrite in C++. And what we did was we took the generic software and used genetic programming to produce a specific version. So
okay.
we took the generic software and tailored it for...
So when you say generic software, you mean like a generic version of... Bowtie 2.
Yeah.
And the idea was to improve Bowtie 2.
Improve and specialise for a particular task.
Okay.
So the task was to take short DNA sequences from the 1000 Genome Project and speed up the Bowtie 2's processing of those. So it maps those against the human genome. And in this example, we managed to find code improvements that actually made the whole code on average on this particular example.
Yeah.
So it's very much
specific.
To this example.
Yeah.
Which was 70 times faster.
Wow. Well, that's a massive improvement.
Yeah. So when we started, if we'd got a 70% improvement, we would have been impressed.
Right. So 70 times is a lot more than that.
Yeah. And I have to keep stressing that it's on this particular example.
Right, okay. So do you think it's something you will be able to replicate, or you'll be able to do for different specific examples?
Well, we've since then gone on to two... examples of image processing software.
Yeah.
Where we've got not speed ups of 70 fold, but one example we got a speed up of 6.8.
Okay.
And in another example, less impressive, more.
So 6.8 times, not 6.8%.
6.8
okay.
times.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's still pretty good. Six times, maybe seven times.
And the more recent example is more like 40%.
Okay.
But it's still...
But that's all improvement, right? So so how does it actually work? Can you, like, in a reasonably straightforward and easy-to-understand way, say how you've actually done that?
So we're taking very much the source code. So we take the source code, we parse that into a grammar.
Yeah.
So it's a grammar that describes the original source code and legitimate variations from it.
Yeah.
So we're very much not starting from scratch. We're starting from the code that exists. We're operating on the source code. So everything we do is still visible.
Yeah.
So when the GP makes a change, it makes a change by manipulating lines of code. And you can see the change it's made. And if you don't like it, you can undo it.
Right.
Or you can take parts of the changes it's made. So in the case of Bowtie 2, the patch that it made to the original code boiled down to just 7 lines of code.
Really? That's crazy. Out of, was it 50,000?
Out of 50,000.
Gosh.
And those 7 lines of code were sufficient to speed it up enormously.
Wow.
What
did those 7 lines of code actually do? Do you know?
So some of them very straightforward. Some of them were simply removing code that was no longer needed.
Right.
Code that had perhaps been put in for debug purposes, and some of it was rearranging. changing instructions written in the Intel vector system. So they're on the modern Pentium class machines, there are instructions which operate on 128 numbers at once.
Yeah.
And it was, that's not code that I've ever coded myself.
Yeah.
And so the GPU was actually rearranging that code.
Right.
And in the process, it was making the Bowtie 2 very much faster.
Yeah.
At the risk of losing quality.
Right.
So in this example, we didn't actually lose any quality. But it did produce slightly different answers.
Right.
And on a external quality metric, those answers, most of them were the same.
Right.
Some of them were different. And some of them were actually, the answers were slightly better than the default code produced. And of course, it produced them very much faster.
Yeah.
So there is a slight trade-off there going between speed and performance.
Mm.
And our original goal was to actually trade speed against performance. But in fact, the GP managed to find an improvement which improved both of them.
Right.
Again, that was a surprise.
So was it anything to do with the original software not being well written? And that's because it had a buggy part or something that was corrected, then that meant that it speeded up dramatically, or was that much too much of a simplification of what actually happened?
So the cases with the loops were removed.
Right.
That was debug code that was left over.
Yeah.
And in fact, if you look at the versions of Bowtie 2, 2 years later, which have been done by hand, that code has been removed by hand.
Right, okay.
In terms of the Intel code, then that's been reorganized in a way that does this trade-off between speed and quality.
Mm.
And that's not something that the original code was designed to do. If you look in the Bowtie 2 manual, then it says this operation can be extremely slow, which is another way of saying I didn't get round to optimising this. The code itself is very high quality, but the part that the GP has addressed wasn't something that was, there was a lot of manual effort done on originally.
Okay.
But you can see a lot of cases where that would be useful. If you could have an automatic technique that took code that maybe you got as far as doing a beta version of, and then in some way the GP can improve it or customize it for a particular use.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you've got half a dozen different use scenarios, you might get round to optimising one of those and then let the machine do the other five.
Right. Okay. Well, that's really interesting. So we're almost out of time. So what's next? What are you working on now?
Currently I'm working on a lot of code that's been written for graphics hardware.
Mm.
Programming graphics hardware is still very hard manually. And tuning it is also hard, and this is the part that I'm leaving to the GP to do. So the GP is looking at tuning CUDA code. We had an example where code was written for very old hardware, it's now 7 years old, and the GP could take that code and customize it for modern hardware. So you get a speed up not only because you've got modern hardware, but also because the code's been changed to exploit the modern hardware.
Yeah.
And again, that's the sort of thing where there's a continual stream of hardware coming out with different changes, features. And in reality, people can't sit down and rewrite their software every time a new piece of hardware comes out.
No, of course not.
But you could imagine that they might be prepared to use an automated technique to do that.
Great.